Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening. It will be for BACW's Heavyweight Championship. Already in the cage, they are the team of the Preacher and Beastmaster, Orc Lambert!
Tonight, Orc Lambert gets a shot at a title that he never thought he would have around his waist, and normally I would have given him a snowball's chance in hell of winning. However, with the addition of the Preacher, you can never tell what might happen under a match that is held under BACW rules. And speaking of a man who doesn't play by the rules, here comes our BACW Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, we request at this time that you all get on your knees and bow your heads to pay homage to your Messiah. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and is the most decorated man in the history of professional wrestling. A former multi-time world heavyweight champion who broke the record for the longest world title reign, he is your BACW Heavyweight Champion! Introducing to you the one and only Messiah of Pro Wrestling, White Chance!
As Rick Righteous makes his way through this sea of hate, I expect this match is gonna be vicious. As Rick Righteous, imagine if you will, told me in the back before I came out here to announce the very first match, and Rick told me that he plans to punish Orc Lambert like he has never punished anybody here in BACW before. Whether or not Rick Righteous can accomplish that feat, because Orc Lambert, folks, I have to be honest with you, he is on a roll and he is on a tear here in BACW. Well, folks, that has yet to be seen. Well, entering the cage, Righteous charge. Oh, he immediately clotheslines a frightened Preacher. Oh, my God, going low on Orc Lambert. Rick sets the tempo right off the bat, dragging the Preacher to the cage door. Rick drops the Man of the Cloth in the opening and taking hold of the mesh door. Oh, my God, Righteous just crushed the Preacher's head inside the metal door. Would you look at the stream of blood now pouring from that poor man's head. Turning his attention back towards a struggling Orc Lambert, Rick drives it into the side of the Beastmaster's head and pulling him back up into the upright position. Righteous tosses a challenger into the ropes, across the logo, and rebounding off the panel on the cage. Righteous sets up shop in the middle of the ring, but Orc counters with the dance. Righteous immediately covers up as Orc Lambert begins to rain down punches and bunches. And look at the Messiah. Ooh, we just need Rick Righteous right under the chin, and my God, Righteous appears to be in a whole host of trouble. Not going for the cover and propping the champion up against the turnbuckle, Orc powers into a jaw-breaking bolo uppercut, but Rick Righteous hulks up, reversing his position in the corner. Left, right, left, right. Orc Lambert wobbles in place and yanking towards the opposite side of the cage. Orc slams into the turnbuckle with the thud. Stumbling out of the corner, Rick Righteous, clotheslines the challenger flat onto his back and driving a boot into the neck of Orc Lambert. This can't be good for the Beastmaster. Looping Orc's arm over his head, Righteous looks to unload a suplex, but Orc Lambert counters the left, ramming his knee into the stomach area of the champ. Full uppercut again straightens up Rick Righteous and rocking his world from head to toe. He presses forward. Orc Lambert delivers a killer headbutt that lands right under the chin of Rick Righteous. Righteous can't shake off the sting and tossing the champion into the cage wall. Here comes Righteous on the rebound. Drop toe hold by Orc Lambert sends Rick face first into the canvas and hooking leg for the 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow. We almost had a new champion crowd just like that. And Orc Lambert has now taken control over the action. Orc Lambert now points to the side of the cage and dragging Rick up by his head. Lambert tries to slam the champ's head into the cage wall, but Rick blocks with an extreme extension. Righteous counters with a flesh-tearing chop and raking the eyes. Orc is blinded and everything is blurry. Righteous is looking for a second wind and he's flipping off the crowd and look at that! He's jamming Orc Lambert's head between his thighs, cranking up to the heavens of extreme. Orc Lambert just gets pile-driven onto the canvas and that must have compressed his neck into his his shoulders, and this one has to be over. Wait a minute, folks. What's Righteous doing? Why isn't he going for the cover? Hold on to your seats, folks, because Rick Righteous is now climbing the cage wall. Org Lambert is out cold, and with little or no help from the preacher, Org Lambert appears to be a lamb being led to the slaughter. With the world champion now finally at the apex of Extreme, Righteous is leaping into the air, 5 feet above the demonic device. Here he comes! Oh my god! 20-foot leg drop from the top of the cage, and Org Lambert is left for dead! Righteous rolls over in pain from the impact, and he can barely make the cover! 1, 2, 3, no! Org Lambert got his shoulder up, and Righteous is practically in tears from the pain that has to be shooting all the way from the tips of his toes right up to his hip. My god, what a hellacious leg drop by Rick Righteous, and that move, folks, just might come back to bite Righteous in the latter stages of the bout. Limping back into the upright position and pulling Org up along with him, Righteous slings Lambert over his shoulder, and he's gonna slam him into the cage like a human dart. Moving forward, Org slides down the back of the champion and pushing Rick face first into the steel. Righteous rebounds into the arms of the challenger. Up in, oh, side suplex connects, and folks, I'm not sure if Org Lambert's gonna recover from that extreme leg drop that he received just moments ago, but for right now, Rick Righteous is down and stunned. The crowd begins to cheer, and that's because the blood-covered preacher has now gotten to his feet, and he's got some type of holy water in his hands. The preacher is motioning for Org Lambert to pull Righteous up to his feet, and Org doesn't know what to do. Lambert's confused and picking up the champion. Oh, no! The preacher just threw holy water into Org's face by accident, and Lambert is screaming that it burns. Holy Linda Blair, what was in that stuff? Org Lambert wanders around the cage like a no-man. Look out, Org! Move to the stomach of the challenger. Move to the midsection of the preacher. Double snap down on the next by Righteous. It's a double right move stunner. And Righteous hooks the leg of both men. 1, 2, 3, it is over. Ring the bell, my god. Rick Righteous has defended his BACW Heavyweight Championship.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by a double pinfall, and still BACW's Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
As Righteous, Org Lambert, and the Preacher continue to lie flat on their collective backs, exhausted and injured. That's all the time we have for now. So on behalf of BACW, eWrestling.org, and Mr. Petit, we bid you good night from the Mohegan Sun, and we'll see you all next month as the Revolution, McClain, Righteous, and Malik Johnson get set to do battle against the entire BACW roster in a special TVMA made-for-TV main event. Thank you all for joining us. Good night, and we'll see you next month.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.